Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, September 13th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 4.25 cents at 5.13 1/4, December wheat down 1.5 cents at 6.87, and November beans down 1.75 cents at 12.84 3/4. I think the interesting part of the day is corn, wheat, and beans all put in inside days on the charts. Adding to that a little bit, the corn and beans had the outside up days yet on Friday. So outside up on Friday, inside down day to day. So, you know, I'm not sure what it means, but generally once we come out of this range one way or the other, market will usually trend that way for a while. Corn under pressure. And I think people are looking at the stocks numbers and the production numbers. Harvest could get off to an early start here. Yields, you know, they're certainly not bin buster yields in a lot of cases. Better than they're looking for, but still down 10, 20, 30 bushels an acre from what they were last year. There are some big yields out there, 270 to 300. But there's also some, you know, adjusted acres at 1.5 in North Dakota. So it's really all over the map, but, you know, where it's bad in North Dakota, you'd expect it to be bad. But it seems the farther south you go, it's better yields. I saw some Illinois yields today. Again, 20, 30 bushels under a year ago, but it looks like they had quite a bit of wind damage. So that brought down the yields a little bit as well. But overall, we're heading into, you know, harvest building up a little steam here. We'll get a little more harvest pressure. Thursday is the Jewish Day of Atonement. So between now and then, we could still see some lower prices, I suppose. I'm kind of getting at the point where I'd kind of like to buy this thing. You know, we aren't collapsing like you would think we could collapse. I'm still worried about the funds being long. 210,000 contracts after today, maybe 205,000, maybe 200,000 contracts, somewhere in that range. That's an awful lot of corn that they want to, if they want to blow down on. The 10-day has crossed the 50-day and the 100-day moving average. It's getting close to the 200-day moving average. If corn closes under $5, you know, I think there will be some pretty heavy fun selling out here. But overall, you know, I heard some talk today about guys looking forward to the quarterly stocks number at the end of the month. You know, I think it's way too early to start trying to outguess what that report's going to be. But I would guess the stocks may be down until we get this crop harvested. So that may be a little bit of a bullish turn toward the end of the month. But we'll see if the Chinese, you know, want to buy the breaks in here. We did rally the corn as much as a dime off the lows, the wheat a dime off the lows, the beans 12, 13 cents off the lows. So somebody stepped up and bought it today. Was it the funds trying to defend their positions? I don't know. The wheat, I now have the funds, excuse me, after today, I've got them short 12,000 contracts of wheat. So they're certainly not defending their position there. But somebody stepped up and bought it. At any rate, that's what we're seeing out here. The market acts to me like it's trying to find value after the report and try to find some kind of fair value out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.